Hi everyone, we are David and Lucia.
And today we are going to talk about a film we recently watched called Pride that premiered in 2014.
It is a dramatic comedy directed by Matthew Warchus and produced by James Clayton.
The story develops during the miners' strike of 1984-1985, which resulted from Margaret Thatcher's reforms in the mining industry, which basically would privatize it and force thousands of people to lose their jobs. Although the media supported continuously Thatcher's reforms, a great sector of the population would end up siding with the miners.
As far as the context is concerned, the story begins with a group of LGBT activists that form an organization named LGSM, Lesbians and Gays Support the Miners, to raise money in order to support and help the strikers. Despite their good intentions, they were rejected by the National Union of Miners, which forced them to directly contact with the strikers until one little Welsh village invited them. This led to an alliance between the miners and the activists, despite of the difficulties and difference between them, to work together for a good cause.
The setting in which the film develops shifts several times throughout the movie, moving from LGSM's headquarters in a bookshop in London to the Welsh village they are helping. While the former depicts a more urban background, the natural beauty of Wales merely balances it out. In regards to the characters, they can be easily classified into one of two groups, the tough and manly-looking miners and the flamboyant and outgoing members of the LGBT community, which, despite of their radically different personalities, are in fact able to get on well with each other.
Among this diverse array of characters, the one that stood out the most for us were Mac Aston, based upon the real activists of the same name and leader of LGSM, Joe Brownlee, that represents the difficulties that gays and lesbians experience when they come out of the closet, and Sian, a Welsh woman who represents the women power and the alliance between the different oppressed communities. Moving on to the soundtrack, it is very charismatic and includes all type of music, from the Queen classic I Want to Break Free to the Bread and Roses, a hymn that represents all women.
My view, I really enjoyed the film because I really feel represented with its plot. I think it perfectly depicts the hidden side of a well-known story that over the years has been forgotten, and it also represents a gay film that revolves around a fight rather than a romance that follows heteromantic guidelines.
I like so much the film because I enjoy how they show the way in which women began to be visible and important in the society in events like the Gay Pride March, and that in both groups the woman played an important role. I recommend this film because I think that is a good example to show the society how different people with different characteristics and personalities can't get on well.
On my view, I would recommend this film to anyone because it represents an alliance between different social fights, which I think it's very necessary to earn the rights we deserve. We hope you have enjoyed this podcast and you have had a great time.
Bye!